You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we talk about ordinary everyday experiences that are encountered in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive momentum and forward progress in our lives. Now, this week, I want to talk about what you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. And this came up because I was watching Netflix with my wife and the show Inventing Anna came across the screen. And if you don't know what that is, it's a documentary or a dramatized real life story of a girl named Anna Sorokin who conned a bunch of people in high society in New York out of a ton of money. And I was kind of joking about it with my wife that this girl had nothing to offer these people, but still somehow through a belief in her mind, she really thought that she was this socialite. She really thought that she had this stuff enough. She had created this belief enough in herself that when she went out to talk to these high society people and these very wealthy people, that not everybody believed it, but enough people did that she was able to, for a series of years, con people out of piles of money, including banks and financial institutions. And it was just something that as I was thinking about it, I realized how much the way that we view ourselves can drive outcomes in our life. And no, we shouldn't go start trying to con people out of money. And no, that lesson isn't really what I'm trying to talk about, but it got me thinking. And as I was thinking, I started to realize how much the way that I view myself can change outcomes for my life. And that shows up all the time in our lives. Every day, the way that we view ourselves, the value that we see ourselves as providing, drives what other people think about us too. If you walk into a room and you feel confident and you believe that you belong there and you look around and you see yourself as being in the right place and being capable and being around the right people and standing tall and your shoulders back and your head up, you're going to receive a different response from people than if you walk in and you hide in the corner and you keep your shoulders rounded and your head down and you avoid eye contact, because one of those people believes that they belong wherever they're at, that there's a value proposition that they can provide to anybody who's there and that they are deserving of positive feedback. And so what you tend to get when you are in that situation is positive feedback, where if you, that other person, the one who keeps their head down and their shoulders rounded and avoids eye contact, that person seems like they don't believe that they belong there. They don't believe that they should get positive reinforcement for their action. They're trying to avoid people who might recognize some of those negative things in them that they see in themselves. And whatever it is that you want out of life, the first thing that you have to do is believe that you deserve to have that, that you belong in that situation, that that is where your life is headed because you've spent all this time and energy learning and developing and growing things. And maybe you're not there yet, but you're on your way and you have done the things and taken the steps to start bringing you to where you want to get to. And as you change the way that you think about yourself from being undeserving and unready and unprepared, and you start thinking of yourself as ready and deserving and prepared, then you start to give off a different energy. Your mindset shows through in your life, and people start to recognize that. And when you see yourself differently, people start to see you differently. Because when you see yourself differently, you carry yourself a little bit differently. You look at things a little bit differently. You approach everything a little bit differently, and people see that and recognize that. And sometimes that can be a really hard thing to do, because probably the hardest thing to do, because the way that you see yourself, you look in the mirror and you see every single thing that you've ever done in your life, and you see all of the mistakes that you've made, all of the negative things that have happened in your life, and you see all of those things. And if that is what you focus on, then that is where you'll stay, because you see all of that. You know your history. You know every single thing that's happened, whether good or bad or otherwise, and you think of all of the failures that you've had and all of the negative outcomes, and it's so easy to just get stuck on that and have that be what your mindset is about who you are. But nobody else who's looking at you sees that, because they weren't part of that. That was you who was there. And if you focus on those things, then that is what other people will see, because that's how you're still living. That's how you're still carrying yourself and what you believe in your life. But if you leave all of that behind and you look at yourself and you focus on who you are today and where you're trying to get to, and the mindset and the approach that you have today is positive and strong and ready and capable to do anything, then when you go out, people see that person, because that's who's in front of them. That's the person that they can see, because they don't have all of that history. That's not their life. That's unimportant to them, because they didn't see it. They aren't there. It's not part of what they are going to be able to get out of you and what you can provide to them. And so as you change your mindset, you change the way that you think about yourself, because you can leave behind all of those things that you've seen in your life and other people haven't. Other people only see what you are now. Other people only see what you bring to the table today. They don't see 10 years of being unemployed or underemployed. They don't see that some of the bad decisions that you made in your youth. What they see is who's standing in front of them today, and what you present is what they are going to see. Other people only see the things that are presented in front of them today. And that's where changing your mindset, changing who the person that you see in the mirror when you look at yourself. Do I see the person that I am today with all of the new strength and capability and knowledge and experience that I have today? Or do I see the person that I used to be, the person who is insecure about themselves because of their history, the person who doubts or questions their capabilities because they got fired from a job, the person who doesn't believe that they can be in a good, healthy relationship because they've been in bad, unhealthy relationships before? You decide what you're presenting, and that is what other people are going to see and respond to. And the more that you can create a value, a vision of yourself inside of yourself, that's what's going to present to other people, and that's what they're going to see, because that is who's standing in front of them today. So when you're experiencing something in life, you're in a job and you find yourself saying something like, well, they just don't value what I'm doing. They don't understand what I'm doing, and they're undervaluing me and not giving me what I deserve. It may just be that you're undervaluing yourself. You've accepted that position, and you've accepted that that's the workload that comes with the pay that it comes with. The same thing in a relationship. If you're standing there and you're saying, there's just no good men, there's just no good women, that's because you're exhibiting your history. You're showing your past by saying, this is what I've encountered so far, and this is what I believe in. This is what I'm going to find in response, because this is where I am. And as soon as you take that opportunity to change your mindset and say, I'm not valuing me the right way. I look at myself in the mirror and I see somebody who's deserving of love and who's deserving of good treatment and who's deserving of a great job and a great opportunity at work and who's deserving of taking those next steps in your career. And I start to present myself in that way to people and to the world, that I start to see those results. And it may not happen in an instant. It may not happen in a day, in a week, in a month, but over a course of time, as you start exhibiting that positive version of yourself, the version who you are today, the person who you know that you are and should be, that's what you'll start to get back in response to what you're putting out as the version of yourself, or the vision of yourself. When you see yourself in a certain way, other people will start to see that too, and that's what you'll start to see back. There's not some they out there. There's not some them, some you, something that is away from yourself that you can point your finger at. And yes, people may respond badly and people may treat you badly, but the biggest driver of the responses that you get from the world is how you see yourself and what you're putting out into the world and what you believe that your worth is. And as soon as you start changing that, then you're going to start seeing results from the world and from people in response to everything that you're putting out. And as you are experiencing these things, right, and you come to a point where you sometimes feel frustrated, right? You start to feel like you don't like your job, you don't like your relationships, you don't like whatever's going on, and you start to feel that tension, that frustration and stress about what's going on, and you just don't like what's happening, and you can feel it in your soul, and it starts to make tension in your shoulders and in your neck and in your back, and all that you can think about is just, why do I feel this way? I'm so freaking annoyed. I'm so frustrated with where things are at. And the frustration comes because you've outgrown your situation in what your capabilities are. So your subconscious, your mind, your spirit knows that, but you're still keeping yourself there because you're allowing your body and your conscious mind to stay focused on that negative part of yourself, on your history. And it's like you've grown 3 inches, but you're still wearing a small shirt. And because when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, what you're seeing is you're still seeing that person who's 3 inches shorter. And so you're looking at it and you're ignoring the truth, the reality that's in front of you, that you should be stepping up your size. You've changed. You've changed in who you are, and you're not changing your surroundings. And it's the same thing as if you were to grow and not change your shirt size. Hey, my feet, I now need to wear a size 9, and I've been wearing a size 8 forever. And so you keep wearing the size 8 because you keep, when you look at yourself, you see, oh, well, yeah, but I really am still this. I really am still a little bit shorter, a little bit smaller feet, a little bit this. I'm a little bit weaker. I'm a little bit whatever. When what you really need to do is change your surroundings. Get a bigger shoe, get a bigger shirt, get a bigger pair of pants. Change your surroundings, because that is what, as soon as you view yourself in the true light of who you are, and you start getting a real reflection instead of these negative past images of yourself, of who you used to be, that nobody else can see anyway, and all that they see is that you're frustrated and annoyed in a situation because you're not in the right situation. You're wearing too small of a shirt. You're wearing too small of shoes because you haven't been able to accept in your own mind that you've changed and you're ready for something that's different. You belong in a place that's different and better than where you're at. And you need to make that change in yourself, because that's where your frustration comes from in your situation, because you're still living in these past areas where you're not in the right fit and you feel uncomfortable and you don't like it. And and you're still not changing your view of yourself so that you can change your clothes, change your situation, and do something that's better for yourself because you haven't been able to change your mind. You're still seeing that negative image of yourself, that past image of yourself, that smaller, weaker, less capable version of yourself because you haven't changed your mind. You haven't made that decision yet. And that is where the real change comes from, is by changing how you see yourself, change your mind, and the world will change their mind about you too. That's all I got for today. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you checking out my podcast. If you liked anything that you heard today, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for listening. Go out there, change the way you see yourself. Look at the reflection of yourself in the mirror. See yourself for who you really are and start being that person in your everyday life.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.